What are we up to?
That's it.
Remember? What have we got up to? Somebody remembers? What? Actually, it's Torah and Tzaim the Knoisel. He says, look and see that Divrei Chasidus in Yone Yira and Avo Taras Halev, which is Kavona, the Shema, these are not things which are natural in a person. Actually, it's Tochem Tzayim Liknoisim. So that you don't need any means to acquire them. Ela Yimtzu Oysal Bani Adam Bahatzu and Kibesh Yimtzu Koltinu Oseim Ativios. They're not like things which a person has in himself, like his ability to move, or like sleeping and waking up, or haro, vasoiva, being hungry or being full. The kol shatnuos hachukukos betiveinu, and all the other movements which are part of our ingrained in our teva. The hainu, a person doesn't have to learn how to go to sleep. Some people may not have to learn how to wake up, but be'etzem, a normal person doesn't have to learn how to wake up. You don't have to learn how to get hungry, that a person should have an appetite to eat, or how to feel full and not overeat. All these movements are natural in a person. Sometimes a person, what happens, a person can break his leg, and then may have to have physiotherapy to learn how to walk again. That could be, but even that's not really learning it. It's practice until the movement comes back naturally. But what about in Yone Yiro Va'avo? Are they natural aspects of the human being that he naturally has Yiro from Hashem? He naturally has Avo to Hashem, or his natural has Taras Halev? All the Inyone Ha'avoido, Avoidus Hashem, they are not chokuk in the teva. Ela vaday shetzurichim heim lein tzoyim l'tachbulis liknois oisam. They need means and strategies how to be kind of them. There's an interesting, the Chovis HaVov says that mezonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person. His parnasa is the maisa guaranteed min HaShemayim. There's a whole shaila of whether a person's mechuyev to do ishtadlus or not mechuyev to do ishtadlus. It's Hashem next year, we'll talk about it in the Vadim on Bitochen and ishtadlus. We'll learn the sugya, we'll see who's yeh mechuyev, who's not mechuyev. Of Al Kolponim, when it comes to making your pranosas, lav davka a person's mechuyev to do any ishtadlus. Masha'en kein, when it comes to mitzvahs a person's mechuyev to do ishtadlus, and maximum ishtadlus. Why? Because the whole point of coming to this world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us bechira, that we should be boicha betoiv, and we mekayim mitzvahs and learn Torah mitoich habechira. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Yira shamayim is not bidei shamayim. There you have to do ishtadlus. And the reason is because mentioned in Kama Pomim, the Rebbe Hashem doesn't give free gifts in ruchnias. So there's nothing free in ruchnias. Any aspect of ruchnias, yira shamayim is not going to be a natural gift from Hashem that a person should have Yirah Shamayim. The whole vort of coming into this world is to work on ourselves. Otherwise, Well, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us straight in Olam Haba? And I'm not saying the Sani Gashem, but the Honest Masiv Shkinoso Gavarnu. What's the point of this world? The whole point of this world is that we should be Koineh Kinyan. We should do it ourselves to get our Madrega for Olam Haba. The point of coming to this world is not to fress. And the point of coming to this world is not to make money. Even though a lot of people think that is the point of this world. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, in all sorts of different circumstances, a big sugya, give a person his mezainus, even if he doesn't do ishtadlus. Some people do have to do ishtadlus. It's a sugya. But when it comes to mitzvahs, it's a person's mechuv. It's a maximum ishtadlus. So none of these madregas and none of the inyanim of ruchnius is a free gift, and therefore, and more than that, this world is designed that there are machikim, which there even once a person has got the madrega, there are mafsidim. A person can lose his madrega. Mishnah says, "Tiftach ba'atzmocha ad yoy moischa." You can't trust yourself that once you've got a madrega, you're going to stay on that madrega. A person has aliyos and yeridos. The prime example, the most astounding example of that, is Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. That means that Kohen Gadol, if he wasn't on the Madrega, he didn't live out the year. When he went into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he wasn't on the Madrega, he didn't live out the year. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol was on the Madrega Ilah for 80 years, which means that he was at least 93, because Kohen Gadol has to be a Gadol. So he was at least 13 when he became Kohen Gadol. And after 80 years, he became a tzduki. It's in Babel al-Aram. That means after 80 years, he was kofer in Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe lamad over doime. It's very hard to believe. But Moshe lamad over doime is that you hear now, Chaim, so as I assume, decides that he's leaving Bnei Brak, and he's going to become the chief rabbi of the Reform movement. And he writes a sefer, another one of his svarim, Mole Kfira, and he's choizer from everything that he wrote, and you can drive on Shabbos, and you can whatever it is, and b'chul b'chul. What? Can you imagine such a thing? You never know. There's always a Yitzhar. This world has mafsidim. Why? Because the whole world of this world is to be mishtadol, to be koine Yerushalayim, and to continually work. And the only person who was living in this world without a Yitzhar for various reasons was Yitzhak Avinu, Besof Yomav. Everybody else, there's no guarantees. Ad Sof Yomav. So he says that this world has mafsidim, sheyachiku min ha'adam. They'll take away, they'll distance the madregas from a person, or they'll be mafsid the madregas which he was koineh. Velo yachzur drachim laharchik mafsideim. But Kodesh Baruch Hu gave drachim how to be marachik the things that make us lose the madrigas. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into this world with all the challenges that this world presents to us about being kind of Yerushalayim, being kind of madrigas, but he also gave us the drachim, how to be kind of. And even once the person's been koineh, the mafsidim, and the drachim, how to be misrachek from the mafsidim. The Baruch Hashem created tshuva. Tshuva is from the biggest matonas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It's a plei atzuma tshuva. Later on, the Maseches Yesharim says tshuva doesn't make sense in Yashrus, in Midas Hadin. He says, for example, a person killed someone, and all the tshuva in the world isn't going to make him come alive again. So how can a person do tshuva? So say, okay, he killed someone, but Chal Shabbos, big deal. What do you mean? Every Avera is a metzias of tuma. Last week's parasha, we saw if Klal Yisrael would have kept two Shabboses, they would have brought the Geula. So a Chil Shabbos the person does. When he kills someone, we see Bechush, the Tetzos of the Avera. In Chil Shabbos, one doesn't see Bechush, the Tetzos of the Avera. There are every Avera is Tuma, is a Metzias. So how's Tshuva work? How's Tshuva going to change it? That's a tremendous matana that Rabbeinu Shlomo created the Malach of Tshuva. Because if there wouldn't be Tshuva, the man should be finished. As soon as he's in Avera, that's it. He's lost his Madrega, and he can never return from that matzah. No, but the Rabbeinu Shlomo, lo yachzu drochim laharchik mafsideim. Im kein eifel. So therefore, eich lo yitztarech lo hoitzi zman alo iyon azeh ladas amitas advarim. How does he not? How is it not necessary for a person to spend time thinking about this, investigating, ladas amitas advarim, to know the truth of all the things? To know what we spoke about last time, what are the gedarim of these inyanim, of yira, of ava, etc., and to know what is the derech liknoisom. How are you koine ava sashem? How are you koine yira sashem? How is one koine dveikus bashem? Me'ayin tova achochma azos b'leiva adam im lo yivakshen. If he's not going to look for it, how would he have this chokhmah? As he said, the chokhmah of eating, a person doesn't have to learn. He doesn't have to study it, doesn't have to find it. It's a natural aspect of the mensch. Of this chokhmah, the chokhmah of chassidus, of avodas Hashem, is not natural. Not there, unless a person's mavakish. How does a person expect to get it if he doesn't spend time looking into it, investigating into it? As we said, all these things are mitzvah sesei deraisa. What's the chiv of yiras Hashem? Hashem lekecha tira. What's the chiv? The person can answer that question. When were you last mekayim that mitzvah? You know that it's a mitzvah to meet this. One of the six mitzvahs to midyos. So is Avas Hashem. So right now, we're supposed to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. We're supposed to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So how are we being Mekayim? Are we being Mekayim? Right now, Zechiv. Are we being Mekayim? If you never thought into what it is, how do you know if you're being Mekayim? And how do you know how to be Mekayim? You know how to be kind of it. That's what he says. A person has to spend time and effort to investigate and to find these madrigals. I apologize to the island person. I should honestly, I could do that.